Good morning, everyone. Sorry, that's kind of loud. The session is Enhancing Surveillance for Perinatal Hepatitis B. My name is Lisa Jock Carroll. I'm a public health advisor with CDC's Immunization Services Division. And I would like to introduce our first speaker, Tanya Walker. She's a health scientist with the prevention branch of the Division of Viral Hepatitis, and she's the project manager for the Enhanced Perinatal Hepatitis B Case Management Project, and she'll be discussing this project with you this morning. Please welcome Tanya.
So, good morning. Today I would like to provide you with information on the Enhanced Perinatal Hepatitis B Virus Case Management Project. Please note before I start the following CDC disclaimer. Just as an overview, I would like to begin this presentation by providing you with background on hepatitis B virus and the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Program, then an introduction of the Enhanced Perinatal Hepatitis B Case Management Project, to be followed by preliminary results covering reporting period of January 2008 to January 2009, and I would like to end the presentation by covering next steps for the project. HBV infection can either be asymptomatic or symptomatic. In persons infected, the virus may either be resolved or the person may become chronically infected, which is defined as infection lasting longer than 6 months. Persons with chronic HBV infection can either remain asymptomatic or they can have a spectrum of diseases which include cirrhosis or liver cancer. Infants and children less than 5 years of age with HBV infection typically are asymptomatic and more likely to be chronically infected with HBV. For infants and children, there are two primary modes of transmission, which are vertical and horizontal. Vertical infection is the infants being infected from mother during pregnancy or delivery, or there's horizontal infection, which is infection from household members or close contacts. Many studies have now demonstrated that post-exposure prophylaxis prevents most vertically transmitted HBV infection. Post-exposure prophylaxis consists of hepatitis B vaccine, hepatitis B immune globulin within 12 hours of birth, completing the hepatitis B 3-dose vaccine series, and obtaining a post-vaccination serology to confirm that the infant responded to vaccine series with protected levels of antibody. Post-exposure prophylaxis prevents 85 to 95% of vertical transmission or infection, and even hepatitis B vaccine without HBIG administration prevents 70 to 90% of infections. In an effort to prevent the infection of infants with HBV, the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Program was established and funding was provided beginning in 1990 by the Immunization Services Division, with technical support provided by the Division of Viral Hepatitis. The primary focuses were to promote prenatal screening of pregnant women, as well as case manage and track the infants born to these women. According to annual immunization reports, only 50% of the infants expected to be born to hepatitis B surface antigen positive women are being identified. In terms of completion of case management, which is defined as receipt of birth dose and hepatitis B vaccine and HBIG within first 12 hours of birth, completion of 3-dose hepatitis B vaccine series and post-vaccination testing, 96% of infants are receiving both birth dose and HBIG at time of birth. 72% are receiving all 3 doses of the vaccine series within 6 to 8 months of birth. However, only 52% are receiving post-vaccination testing. The purpose of the Enhanced Perinatal Project was to improve state and local case management. The objectives were to look at optimizing perinatal case management, assess completeness of identification of hepatitis B surface antigen positive pregnant women, and optimize secondary prevention activities, which include evaluating the system for identifying, testing, and vaccinating contacts, as well as determining proportion of hepatitis B surface antigen positive women that need to be referred for care and treatment. The primary eligibility criterion for this project was that participating sites demonstrate a burden of disease greater than 400 births to hepatitis B surface antigen positive women. In the first year of this project, which was 2007, there were three sites funded. They were Florida, Minnesota, and New York City. In 2008, they were joined by Michigan and Texas. Also, in terms of objective one, we hope to, with this information, evaluate the feasibility of collecting enhanced core data elements, as well as characterize infants most likely to be at risk of perinatal hepatitis B virus infection. Data collection for this project began in 2008. Here are examples of data elements that were collected. They are source of reporting, maternal demographic data, which added were mother and grandmother country of birth, maternal test results, including hepatitis B E antigen and HBV DNA viral load information, and case management of contacts, including relationship to mother and test results. The following are going to be preliminary results available for some of the core data elements, and they reflect the reporting period of January 2008 through January 2009. Just to, remind everybody, here are a couple of the serology terms: hepatitis B surface antigen, antibody to hepatitis B core antigen, and hepatitis B surface antibody. In an effort to better track the different types of reporting by which the initial report of hepatitis B surface antigen positive women are, status comes to the attention of the perinatal hepatitis B program, the projects collected data on the initial source of reporting. As you see here, for Florida, Michigan, and Minnesota, lab reporting was the primary source of initial reporting. This was different for New York City and Texas, where prenatal care providers and hospital nurseries were the primary source of notification. From January 2008 to January 2009, there were 3,289 hepatitis B positive pregnant women enrolled in this project. The median age for these women at time of enrollment was 29 years. Depicted here are site-specific information on the race of the hepatitis B surface antigen positive women enrolled in the study. In terms of race or ethnicity of the women enrolled in this project, the data for four of the five sites is in line with the trends that are found in literature, with women of Asian or Pacific Island descent representing the majority of cases. This was slightly different in Florida, which had a larger population of Black non-Hispanics. This is likely due to them having a larger Haitian population. However, that does not account for all of the Black non-Hispanics in Florida. Also in Minnesota, their next highest number of cases were of their Black non-Hispanic population, and they're known to have a fairly large immigrant or slash refugee population of Somalians. The project site also obtained information on the mother's country of birth as well as the grandmother's country of birth. Depicted in the following pie chart, however, is information on the mother's region of birth, where information was available. In terms of infants born during this period of reporting, there were 2,407 infants born to hepatitis B surface antigen positive women. Of those, 97% were known to have received HBIG. Of those that received HBIG, 85% received it within the first day of life, and 99% of those where data was available received it within 3 days of life. In terms of age at time of HBIG administration, we had information for 1,441 of those infants. 92% of those received it within 12 hours. The median age at administration of HBIG was 3 hours. For birth dose, there were 2,365 infants that we had information on. Of those, 98% received it within 3 days of life. For those where we had information on time of birth dose administration, 93% received it within 12 hours, with a median age of administration of 2 hours. For those that had completed case management by the time of the last data submission, which was at the end of January, there were 74 infants. Of those, 71 or 96% were immune. There were two that were possibly infected and likely to be chronic carriers, but we would recommend that first they be given a second series of vaccination. In terms of the contacts of hepatitis B surface antigen positive women, there were 2,108 contacts identified. The median age of those contacts was 26 years of age. Here is a breakdown of the relationship to the mother. 50% of them were sexual contacts. 858 were identified as household contacts. There were none that were identified as injected drug users, and that was an option, but there were none. Here is just information on some, on contacts. We have a third that were tested for at least one or some hepatitis B, antigen. And here is the interpretation or a variety of interpretation of the hepatitis B serologic test results. There were 430 that were tested for hepatitis B surface antigen, antibody to hepatitis B surface antigen, surface, and antibody to hepatitis B core antigen. Of those, 25% were susceptible, 15% were immune, and here goes information, 16% were known to be acute or chronic infection. There was 0.5% that tested positive for hepatitis B surface antigen, core antigen, and antibody, which would require additional testing in order to interpret those results. In summary, the Enhanced Perinatal Hepatitis B Virus Case Management Project was established in 5 states. Results will provide insight into how to optimize perinatal case management, including identifying hepatitis B surface antigen positive pregnant women, optimizing prevention of hepatitis B infections in their infants, and identifying contacts for tracking and follow-up to ensure prevention and treatment. In terms of next steps, please recall objective 2 of this project, which was assessing completeness of identification of hepatitis B surface antigen positive women. Some activities are being done by the following project sites are Florida and Texas, who are performing medical reviews to evaluate documentation of hepatitis B surface antigen test results for pregnant women, as well as hepatitis B vaccination of their infants at birth. In Minnesota, they're collaborating with the Vital Statistics to add hepatitis B surface antigen status to the birth certificate. In terms of secondary prevention activities, one of Florida's activities is to collaborate with STD, HIV/AIDS staff and other agencies to follow up on contacts of hepatitis B positive women. I would like to thank my project sites as well as my colleagues at CDC. And here's just some contact information for me. Thank you.